Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. On a Monday, we look to the weekend already, Alan. What's going on with the Ramblers this week?
Oh, yeah, the Berkshire Ramblers are coming to the Guthrie Church. If you've never been at Arlo's Church, and if you saw the film Alice's Restaurant, you're going to want to be there. It's great. The Berkshire Ramblers are made up primarily of WAMCers and their great friends, and it's always great. We sold it out the last time, so if anybody wants a ticket, you got to get on the horn and call the Guthrie Church. 413-528-1955.
Well, it's 2014, and the issue of terrorism. In the Times today, Alan, an editorial, defeating the extremist group ISIS will require assistance from a broad coalition of nations, including other Muslim countries.
Well, yes, this puts the Muslim clerics into a tough situation. They're sort of forced to adhere to the British policies of intervention or potential intervention in terms of what the ISIS caliphate is doing. And that is not an easy thing for people to do if you happen to be a cleric. You have to sort of prove your mettle. And it all depends on which side you're on and just how forceful you are. But it's interesting that there are these calls for people to prove themselves. We've seen this in other confrontations as far back as, you know, the beginning of time. And we certainly saw it during the Second World War when the Japanese were disgracefully imprisoned and Japanese leaders were called upon and their kids went to fight, especially in the European theater. So it's a tough one, but we'll have to sort of sit back and see who goes where.
We're going to sit back and see who wins the Democratic primary in New York. Times article, David Chen, Cuomo opponent teach out unbowed by underdog status.
Well, the Times certainly has been doing their part to show all sides in this particular conflict. I'm sure that the Cuomo people aren't particularly happy with what the Times is doing. But, you know, there are very few people who think that teach out can win. On the other hand, if she gets over 25%, as this article points out, it will be considered a major victory. Because after all, you're talking about a man, Andrew Cuomo, who's going into this election with anywhere between $35 and $50 million in his campaign chest. And of course, Teachout has very little, but one article in the New York Times, the mobilization of the semi-left and the liberal left of the Democratic Party and very few people voting in a primary. You never know what can happen.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, again, the Ramblers this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday, the 30th. I believe it's the 30th. Don't hold me to it.